first round pick from earlier this summer is on the line.
Oh, is he? We didn't hang up on him again?
Hi, Quinn.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thanks. You know, if we have to apologize. I mean, you thanks so much for taking the time yesterday. You call us, and then, like, our team basically says, you know what, we're good. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, whatever.
So thanks for actually calling us back.
Yeah, a little mixed up. I thought it was yesterday, so it's all good, though.
What's the calendar look like? It's test time for a lot of university students. Is that the case for you, or are they all cleared?
I actually just finished my last exam about 9 minutes ago, so.
Oh, really? So we've got you brain free right now. You are completely, your brain is mush. What was the test in?
Just a lot of memorization about, like, fever and stuff like that. So it's pretty tough, but I'm happy it's over with. I feel like I just got a piano off my back.
How are you? Thanks for joining us. Are you excited now? The tests are now done, and the trip and the journey towards Vancouver and the World Juniors is probably first and foremost. How excited are you about the month ahead?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's a great plan last year, and I really like the group that we're bringing this year, so I'm really excited to see Vancouver, I think.
Quinn, there's so much to take in for you. You got University of Michigan. You got the World Juniors in Vancouver. You got a whole city here that's going to be out watching you like a hawk. They want you to play 28 minutes a game for the Americans. But is there any pressure on you, or are you just going to, hey, this is a tournament. I know it's in Vancouver, but I'm just going to go out and do my best.
Yeah, I think you just hit it spot on. I mean, I'm not too worried about, Vancouver or anything else other than USA Hockey and trying to win a gold medal.
Quinn Hughes with us here on Sportsnet 650. You know, here you are. I mean, you've seen the social media. We talked about it in the past, just the buzz and the excitement, how many people here in Vancouver and British Columbia on the West Coast just so amped up to have you a part of this organization. And yet here you're rolling in, leading the number one nation when it comes to sporting rivalries with Canada. Like, are you ready to embrace the bad guy role here in Vancouver? Do you know what you're getting into?
Probably not. But, I haven't really thought about it too much right now. All I really got to focus on is my game and go.
But you know what this rivalry means, right? Like, I'm sure, like, from a Team USA, like, you circle the matchups against Canada, I'm sure, just as much as Canada would circle against the U.S., right?
Yeah. Obviously, it's one of the best rivalries in sports, and, I'm really excited about it. I've gotten to play them a couple of times in the past couple of tournaments, and it's obviously very heated. And I think, especially it being in Canada this year, I think the rivalry is going to be even better this year.
You made the conscious effort to not do media interviews over the last couple of months because, hey, you're in school. Now that you're part of the Vancouver scene, everyone wants to talk to you. We've talked to your coach. How would you describe, how better are you as a hockey player? Where have you improved in the last couple of months since we last talked to you in September and you're up around here?
I think I've done a really good job getting stronger with my strength coach. And then, I mean, that's the reason I kind of came back is to get stronger and develop in the weight room and stuff like that. So I think I've done a really good job with that. And then from game one to, I think we're at game 17 now, I think I've gotten better in all aspects. I think my game's continue to grown and develop. I feel really, really comfortable with where my game's at right now.
You know what, Quinn, everyone says you're an elite skater, but I read somewhere there's somebody said your skating's improved this year. How do you improve your skating when you're that elite to begin with?
I don't know. I think you can always work on it. I think McDavid said maybe it was last summer or the summer before that he's always trying to improve his skating, and I completely agree. You can always get better at something, even maybe your best trait. So I think if it's getting my legs stronger or working on technique, which I did this summer, I think you can always get better at something.
Quinn Hughes on Sportsnet 650. Have you been paying much attention to what's happening with the Canucks?
I think following them, I think they won last night. They're on a 3-game win streak, so they're doing really well, and I think that's great for them. And
so it sounds like you're following them.
Yeah, I am quite a bit, and they're doing great right now, and they're fun to watch.
Yeah, and does that excite you in the sense that, you know, we take the calls, we take the texts 5 days a week here, and everyone is surprised how good they are, surprised at what Elias Pettersson has done, and they always have. And when Quinn is done, get him signed, and he's here. Listen, you're excited to play in the NHL, but does it do a little bit more when you get enthused at the fact that this is a young hockey team and there just seems to be so much upside to what the future could be?
Yeah, absolutely. I think how they play, it's definitely really exciting for me. You know, with all the young talent, like you said, it's definitely really exciting, and I think that it'll be a really good fit for me.
Hey, Quinn, is it a no-brainer to sign with the Canucks after your season is over, or is this going to take some thought process with your agent or advisor and your parents?
Can you say that again, please? I think we broke up there for a second.
Oh, is it a no-brainer to sign with the Canucks after you're done, or are you going to have to sit down with your parents and your advisor?
I don't want to say anything right now, but I think the plan is definitely to sign. You know, I'm really confident in my abilities right now. I think this year has been really good for me, you know, to get stronger and play another year at college. I mean, get another year academically under my – it's been really good for me this year, but I think after this year I'll be ready. And obviously my main goal is playing the NHL as soon as possible, so I think that's definitely my goal.
Do you realize what you just said there, Quinn? Like, for every Canuck fan listening, you just put, like, that's like an early Christmas present for everybody right now. You've got this place fired up right now. Do you get a sense of that based on social media to sense the I guess the optimism that you bring to this fan base? Like, do you see it on social media?
Yeah, I think I mean, I try to stay away from the social media, but you know, I think I definitely know that that I think the city's a bit excited. I'm really excited too. I think it'll be a great fit, especially watching them play and seeing how well they're doing right now. It definitely gets me excited.
You know what? It's all about brotherhood, and this will be the biggest tournament that you get to play with your brother, and hopefully down the road you may put on that USA uniform quite a bit with Jack. How important is that for you and the entire family to have the next 3 weeks that you will here as you head towards the World Championships?
It's definitely hopefully it's not once-in-a-lifetime experience, but, you know, it's going to be the first time we get to play together, so I'm really excited. I think my parents are it's going to be really fun. I'm excited, and, you know, it's not just going to be great playing with him because he's my brother, but just because whenever you get a chance to play with a highly skilled player like he is, it's fun, so.